You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a pretty funny thread going on online asking people to name the weirdest thing that their parents do or did. And this, I don't know, this resonated with me. I just remember my mom, I don't think my mom did anything weird, but my dad, he was a fun weirdo. He was the fun kind of weirdo. And he did a lot of stuff. But online, they were, let me share some of the things that people were commenting online. And then we're opening up our phones this morning for this fun little segment at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. People were saying that they had parents who would wash and reuse paper plates.
Okay. I guess if your parents are of a certain generation, you know. Yeah. I had a Nana, you know, that was of that generation.
Nana.
A Nana that would save all of the containers like Arby's. Like, say she went to Arby's. She would save the French fry container or the foil that the sandwich was wrapped in. When she finally passed away, we opened up her stove. And it was stacked full of, like, Arby's wrappers and containers from sandwiches from fast food places.
You never know when you're going to need it,
You
right?
never know. That's right.
Somebody said that one of their parents would put Cheerios in their coffee. Now,
how about that?
I'm not a coffee drinker, but you are. So tell me, would
Don't
there
know.
Be
never heard
some
about
sort
that.
Of treat to that?
No idea. Saving time is all I can think of. Cereal and coffee, all in one shot.
Somebody else said that their parents would use sticks from the backyard as chopsticks.
Oh, my God. That's made up.
I don't think so. I can kind of, in a way, see that. So that one is funny to me. But, you know, the weirdest thing that I remember my dad doing, I adopted. And now I do it. And so, of course, everyone says, oh, that's gross. Ooh, that's gross. That's so weird. How do you do it? It's so weird. It's gross. My dad was the one who would put the cheese between his pancakes.
Oh, okay. That's where you got
I
it
learned
from.
That from him. He would open, he would pull, you know, pull out a slice of American cheese and put it between pancakes and melt down. And
you're like, Papa.
People today are like, God, that's the weirdest thing. I'm like, well, you can thank my dad. He's the one who started it all. Got any in your household?
Oh, mine's also my dad. I mean, this one might take the cake. I don't know if we can top this, but growing up, my dad would seduce all of my girlfriends and steal them.
All right. Do you actually have any or not?
He was such a prankster when it came to that. I mean, right now, you know, everyone's like, is he joking?
He is.
No, that's all I got. That's the only one.
303-691-1MIX, the segment this morning, what is the weirdest thing that your parents did or still do that you can share with your boys in the morning? Now, you can call us because we're always partial to calls, or if you want to text, that's okay too. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
Can I give you a quick one that just came in on my Facebook? Because I posted this on my Facebook this morning. Andrea says, my parents have not progressed into the 2000s. She's fairly confident that they still pay for AOL because they don't want to lose their email address.
Yes.
My dad just got a smartphone this year and needed me to order him a book on Amazon to teach him what all the buttons mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's one. They're paying for AOL, you guys. Don't want to lose that email.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. A ton of them are coming in that are all food related.
Yeah.
Which I get, and I guess I started it with the stupid pancake thing, but these don't have to be just foods. It can just be weird behavior that they're doing.
Nicole on Facebook says, my parents would not let me shower when it's raining. My mom did that. She always said, you're not allowed to get in the shower when it's raining.
Because
lightning will come
thing.
Through the shower head and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense, huh?
Anne says, my dad always put ketchup in chicken noodle soup. That's just wrong.
Nasty.
Wrong. TJ wrote in and said, my dad would sit on a lawn chair in the front yard, which you think, oh, there's nothing weird about that. But wait, TJ says, but way out next to the street. so he could see everyone when they went by in their car. He'd sit there with beers and watch people for like hours. That is the weirdo in the neighborhood, right? That if you take the lawn chair and you're not sitting up by the house, or
he's like the friendliest guy in the neighborhood.
You take it out next to the street and sit there for hours. You give him a wave. You can look into people's cars. Layla says, my mom would sing in the grocery store, like loud. I always hated going with her because it was so embarrassing. She said it made her happy.
Okay.
In a way, there's something sweet about that.
That's cute.
But it would be embarrassing as a kid if your mom is pushing the cart and just warbling down the aisles. 4166 did not put their name on their text. Put your name on your text for us. My dad would kiss us on the lips and our guy friends, too.
Something else is going on there.
That's a cultural thing and generational thing.
Hopefully.
I mean, we've all got those older family members who are lip kissers.
Hopefully he's just not creepy, Dad.
What else do we got?
Andrea says, my parents took all the lyrics inserts to my CDs when I was in high school, late 90s. They read them all, wanted to make sure that I wasn't listening to trash. I get that, and I miss those lyrics that used to come in the CDs. Tyler says, my dad would walk around in his underwear when my friends came over, trying to get some laughs, and he says, and before Jer asks, yes, they were tighty whities.
Mm-hmm.
And then GB wrote in and says, my dad is retired, and in the summer, he mows the lawn every period, single period, day, period. That is weird.
Why?
Just out there every day, keeping those lines nice and crisp, I guess.
Do you remember we were talking yesterday, I think it was, with somebody who was a landscaper or something? We were talking about getting
husband.
The grass that was... No, it was the guy who puts down the sod.
Well, then there was the other lady that called that the husband was really into turf maintenance, remember? And he had like four or five different lawn mowers.
That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe if you have that golf course green, not the fairways, but the green.
If you got nothing else to do if you're retired,
By the way, Yvonne wants to straighten this out, says you really can't get struck by lightning during a bath or shower. It's rare but possible.
Oh, well, Mom was right.
Guess I doubt it, though. About that. 303-691-1649. That's how you find your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100. We like to have a lot of laughs, well, every day, but especially on Fridays. We'll have a few laughs with the Mindbender here in just a few minutes. But right now, we are chuckling over all these text messages we're getting when we throw out this segment. What is the weirdest thing that your parents do or did? And now we're getting the non-food ones, which is what we wanted. Let me give you a couple of them, Jer Bear.
Okay.
Joyce from Denver says, my dad would not let us sit on our beds anytime we were not supposed to be asleep because he thought that would make them last longer. So we live most of our life on the floor.
It breaks down the sides. Get some saggy. You don't want to sit on the bed.
That's funny. Romy says, my husband's grandma would put cloves of garlic everywhere to keep the evil spirits away.
I've heard of that, too. Yeah.
I love this from 8443. Put your names on these people. Said, my dad would always block off rooms in the winter so that he didn't have to heat them. Now, there's a frugal dude there.
Frugal man. He's probably retired early. You see the one that came in from Mike that says, my father would do yard work and nothing but his boots, baseball cap, and Speedos.
Oh, man. Think that might be useful? No, because you don't like to take your shirt off.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You know, there's also the kind of text messages we're getting with people with talk about things that their grandparents did that you couldn't get away with today because, as we like to say on this show, it was a different time.
Yeah.
And I think maybe mowing in your Speedos, could that be one?
I think that's frowned upon by the HOA. Larice wrote in, she says, my parents would make me make them a plate of food and deliver it to them in the bedroom. What is that all about? Make me some food. Bring it to me. That's weird.
It's weird. A lot of weird stuff. Parents are weird.